episode number 146, Camaro Fiva and More Cowbell.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, everyone. We're back at you with another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Ah, another week.
Another week.
Some more pictures.
Some more Camaro Fiva.
Yeah.
With more cowbell.
Yep.
And if you don't know what that means, God, you haven't been on the internet very long.
Yeah.
You'll faint out.
Make sure you stay around to the end.
Yeah. Right. We're going to, you know, hold the humorous thought just for a minute. We're going to get back to that. But we want to say goodbye to Scott Kalita, who unfortunately passed away a couple of days ago, doing what he loved the most, and that was drag racing, and he went out at 300 miles an hour. So,
wow.
I remember I used to watch him race Top Fuel Dragster. I thought he was great.
It's just, whew.
It's real tragic.
Sure was. That video was just, oh,
yeah,
man.
I've never seen I've seen a lot of drag racing accidents, but I don't think I've seen one that was quite that.
Spectacular?
That's spectacular is probably the best word to use in the worst possible way. He was a guest, if I remember right, and somebody can call in and correct me on this, but if I remember right, he was a guest test driver for the 1996 Camaro SS in like a late 95 issue of All Chevy magazine. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, All Chevy, yeah.
And if I remember right, when he tested, he said they tested that and the Mustang Cobra, I think,
yeah,
at the time. And he said that he really liked the Camaro. He says it took off like a rocket. And the only complaint was that he hit his knuckles on the radio when he was shifting. And this is coming from a guy that goes 300 miles an hour for a living.
Yeah.
Just say that, you know, the old 285 horsepower Camaro SS was a rocket. So he will be certainly missed. And everybody be careful when they're out there having fun.
Yep.
So back to the news here. Let me do the rundown.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to talk about the silver pictures that were released a little bit. We're going to talk
new
about
ones.
Maybe Chris and I heading to Vegas for SEMA later this year. And
yep,
we want to meet up with some of you folks. We're going to recap the final recap about the wiki contest.
One more week to go,
oh,
folks.
Oh, boy. Then it's heating up. Got an email. Can talk about a new feature on the board. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with
pictures of the silver car.
Silver car, absolutely. That. What can you say?
Well, according to the pictures, this is a silver Camaro SS.
That's what it shows.
That's what it shows. You can see the badge predominantly in the front and in the rear.
Yeah, it looks a lot like what we've seen so far.
Yeah, it looks pretty similar
to... It really shouldn't be a surprise.
The concept that we both drove. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, shorter. Doesn't look as wide, but, I mean, it's pretty much spot on, man.
I'm thinking that that's... go ahead, Chris. Keep going. Because I can't say anything.
I love it.
Okay, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, silver's probably not the color that I'm going to get. Probably black.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because you love cleaning your cars.
Of course.
Zeno's.
Well, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, it's another, I mean, looks like a pre-production Camaro out there.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
This is a bitch. Somebody said that that we've been neutered because now we can't talk about things because we know things that we're not supposed to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just leave it at that. But hey, it's great that we say this often. We say this maybe probably too often, Chris. It wasn't very long ago, a couple of short years, man, where we were just like, give us anything. Remember we were playing the crickets sound in the podcast because there was nothing out there. And now every week something's coming out.
It's trickling down.
The Indy event is going to be great. What you see in those pictures, I believe, is what we're going to see in Indy in the flesh or in the metal or in the composite.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to try to have our member summit there, and it's going to be great.
Ooh.
It's absolutely going to be great.
Can't wait.
So, but the car, man, if you haven't seen those pictures, I'll stick them on the front page of the site by the time you read
this. Any idea, do you know where those were taken?
No.
No?
No, but I'm sure somebody's going to lose their ass over it.
All I can think of was Camaros in Carlisle this past weekend, but I don't think they brought any cars there.
They wouldn't bring, I'd be surprised if they would bring that car there for that reason.
Oh, okay.
I think that the guy said that they were filming a commercial or something, which
oh,
is kind of cool. You know, it's kind of news in itself.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I'll link them up in the show notes for the pictures.
Go. Sweet. Of course, I'm sure most everybody saw it. And Camaro is the official car of SEMA this year.
Yes. That's very cool.
Which is a big deal. I'm willing to bet that there's going to be more than what we'll see in Indy at SEMA.
Yeah. This is one of the biggest reasons why I want to make this year the first time I go to SEMA.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there. I mean, you've told me all about it. You've been there multiple times. Once. I heard it's just a huge, huge event.
You get lost. If you get lost in a large shopping mall, then you'll never find your way out of this place. Not you particularly, Chris, but I mean just anybody.
Right.
If they have no sense of direction or don't have a map, they're effed.
Oh, okay.
It's just that big. I mean, there's one whole building and there's nothing but...
That's the Las Vegas Convention Center, correct?
Yeah, but it spans...
Parking lots
inside,
and all that
outside,
too, right?
Into the industry building across the street for, you know, industry suppliers and things like that. It's just absolutely fascinatingly huge.
Hmm.
So any of you guys that plan on being there or any of you Vegas folks that are listening, let's hook up a meeting out there. Let's try to hook up a meeting if we can confirm that we're going to be able to get time off work and everything. Sure. Good stuff. Chris, let's talk about that wiki contest one last time.
We got one more week to go in the wiki contest. Get your entries in. All you have to do is go to CamaroWiki.com and either start a new article or add to an existing article, and you will be entered into our contest. And the grand prize is a set of tires from Nitto.
Of your choice, anything but a truck tire.
Right.
Including drag radials, and that's a set of four, so you can get two drag radials and two street tires if you want.
Yeah.
You want four drag radials, two to last, you know, for two pairs to last you for a good long time. The winner's choice, not to mention a ton of other prizes.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this ad nauseum for a while. I know everybody's getting sick of hearing about it. We just want it to be a success, and we want to be able to give away a good variety of prizes to a variety of people. We are doing the drawings. We're going to declare the winners in next week's podcast.
Yeah.
And then it'll be done.
It'll be done and over with.
And then we'll move on to some other cool stuff.
Yes.
We're always thinking.
So go to CamaroWiki.com. Get your articles in.
Yep. Read the instructions. I got a couple of threads in the site news and updates forum, including a video on how to do it if you get lost.
Yeah.
One entry could mean one set of tires for you.
That's right.
5 minutes of your time. What a bargain.
Exactly.
All right. We got an email?
Yeah.
Email. Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
I'll let you answer it.
Oh, great.
This comes to us from Nathan. Hey guys, Nightwave from the board here, and I had a question in relation to the whole T-top convertible issue.
Oh, crap.
While it is known that there will be no T-top options due to crash regulations and weight issues, how hard would it be to add a target top, similar to the Corvette, to the line? I know it wouldn't be available from the get-go, but it would be impossible to engineer it later, maybe using the convertible's chassis. Love the podcast. Keep up the excellent work. Nathan. What do you think?
Well, the question is, how easy would it be?
Yeah.
Extremely.
Extremely easy?
Go buy a new Camaro when it comes out.
Chop off the roof.
Get a Sawzall, can opener, skill saw, whatever it takes. Bam.
Done. What about a see-through one? Like the Corvette?
Go to Home Depot.
Buy some plexiglass.
Plexiglass sheeting. Bend it a little bit. And from the factory, I can't personally see it happening.
Yeah.
I think the cost... and weight disadvantage would not make it justifiable.
Plus, you'd probably have to figure in the crash rating as well. That would affect that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, and that's what the big thing that people say is, well, they can do it with the Corvette, they can do it with the Camaro. Not necessarily. The Corvette is
two different architectures.
Entirely.
Considering this is the first architecture for the Camaro, too, the Zeta platform.
I'd love to see it happen. I just can't see them doing it because... those who can afford that kind of expenditure go for the Corvette.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't do it. It's like putting wheelie bars on a wheelchair. It's just not.
I've seen that.
Okay, a roll bar on a wheelchair. Oh, no offense to our disabled folks.
Yeah,
out there, but you know, I'm just trying to come up with a correlation here. Hope you get a laugh out of that. Regardless, I don't see it happening. I just don't. I mean, if they had to put that B pillar in that in person is pretty. Invisible. You really don't notice it. In fact, I didn't notice it when I was standing around the four pre-production cars that I did at the focus group. I didn't even think to look at it. It just didn't stick out. Okay. But if they can't engineer the car so it's light enough and cost-effective just to keep that very small post out of there. I really don't see how they could do a target top. I'm bummed about it.
Well, let's leave that to the aftermarket. I'm sure someone will do that. I mean, look what they did with the Z06.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they chopped that off and, you know, made it convertible.
I'm always better safe than sorry. That's how I feel, and I wouldn't want to do that with my car.
Yeah, man. Me neither.
When guys were cutting the center part of the T-tops out.
What about people putting their own T-tops in?
Well, that's okay because the car is still engineered for the T-tops. It just has a different skin on it.
I still wouldn't trust it.
When they cut that centerpiece out, that car would fold like a deck of cards, like a house of cards if it hit anything.
Yeah.
Because that structure, man, it's like the backbone.
Yeah.
Not for me, man, but if you guys have balls that big, I'm sure somebody will do it. Good luck to y'all.
Of course.
We don't
have any more emails or voicemails.
Not
this
really.
Week, no?
So, well, we'd like to hear from you, plain and simple.
Yeah.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Didn't we get a hang-up?
Yeah, we did.
Who's that?
You.
Oh. I was testing something. But if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else. So we get
hang-ups all week long.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should probably just start calling these numbers back.
Say, what the hell do you want?
Yeah. Maybe they're someone who want to leave a message or too afraid or...
I don't know what to say. Click.
Or maybe they're just wrong numbers. And they hear the...
What the hell?
The voicemail greeting, you know?
So you premium members out there, you probably got a PM in your PM box if you chose to accept them from us, from NewsBot for the win.
Yep.
We've opened up blog capability for all premium members.
Yeah.
Help us beta test the new service. Chris and I have had our blog running on the board for a little while, and so have the moderators. Now we open up to premium members. You can use it for just about anything you want.
Anything.
Ted started TNT Hub.
Yep.
Started using it as a kind of like a log for his racing type thing. A couple of our moderators talked about things. I use it for rants and everything. I got like 10 or 12 entries in it now.
Yeah.
The last one actually is a little interesting hint about the next diecast car that's coming out later this summer. So just hit the blogs link at the top. And if you're a premium member, check the site news and updates for instructions on how to get yours started. And
it's pretty easy.
Go to town. It's just like making a post on the board. Once you give it a title and create some categories, it's like your own personal message board type thing. People can reply. You can...
Now, the only people who can start blogs right now are premium members, correct?
Right, but all...
But anybody can reply to them.
That is correct.
Okay.
So check them out, start your own, have some fun, and use the site help and suggestions forum for any questions which you may have. Or read the FAQ, because there's a section in there.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. We hope to see some cool stuff in there. We'll start doing maybe a blog of the week or something like that.
Ooh, hey. Yeah. That's an idea.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. So, as always, hell, man, is that it?
I think so.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No, not really.
We got all this news and we managed to pack it in at pretty much the right time.
Exactly. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Wow. Maybe I'm learning to shut the heck up a little bit.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Oh, shoot.
I need to reorder checks.
What?
And checks. Like,
yeah, okay.
You know, checks.
We're going to leave this in the final.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where to get a check with a Camaro on it?
Yeah, I used to know.
Really? Because I want one.
Because
mine are like so old and I need to update them. And I figured if I'm going to reorder checks, I'm just going to get a check with a Camaro on it.
Let me ask
or
you something.
Or maybe a Chevy Bowtie or something like that.
Let me ask you something.
What?
How many iPods do you own?
Too many.
Okay. And you're still using checks?
Well, I do have to write like one every other month or something like that.
So who gives a crap if there's a Camaro on
it? But I want a Camaro on my checks.
You want a wine cooler to go with that?
No.
I sound like Mario there. I'll look it up.
If anybody out there knows how to, you know, get a personalized check, let me know.
I used to, because I almost ordered some. They're not exactly cheap.
I did find some like old ones, like an old Camaro, but it was like it was called an SS pack, and it had like a Chevelle, and it had a Nova.
Close, you know.
But I don't want those.
Yeah. Who needs that? I don't know. I'll look for it, and if anybody knows, call in or email in. And
yeah.
They used to be brought up a lot before. We'll see what we can figure out.
Okay.
But until then, we'll leave you with the gratuitous rock star thank you. Folks in Detroit will know what that is. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.